Book 2, Canto 7. The Descent into Night. A mind absolved from life, made calm to know. A heart divorced from the blindness and the pang, the seal of tears, the bond of ignorance. He turned to find that wide world failure's course. Away he looked from nature's visible face, and sent his gaze into the viewless vast, the formidable unknown infinity, asleep behind the endless coil of things that carries the universe in its timeless breath. And the ripples of its being are our lives. The worlds are built by its unconscious breath, and matter and mind are its figures or its powers. Our waking thoughts, the output of its dreams. The veil was rent that covers nature's depths. He saw the fount of the world's lasting pain and the mouth of the black pit of ignorance, the evil guarded at the roots of life, raised up its head and looked into his eyes. On a dim bank where dies subjective space, from a stark ridge overlooking all that is, a tenebrous, awakened nescience, her wide blank eyes wondering at time and form, stared at the inventions of the living void and the abyss whence our beginnings rose. Behind appeared a grey carved mask of night, watching the birth of all created things. A hidden puissance, conscious of its force, a vague and lurking presence everywhere, a contrary doom that threatens all things made, a death figuring as the dark seed of life, seemed to engender and to slay the world. Then, from the somber mystery of the gulfs, and from the hollow bosom of the mask, something crept forth that seemed a shapeless thought, a fatal influence upon creatures stole, whose lethal touch pursued the immortal spirit. On life was laid the haunting finger of death, and overcast with error, grief, and pain, the soul's native will for truth and joy and light. A deformation coiled that claimed to be the being's very turn, nature's true drive. A hostile and perverting mind at work in every corner ensconced of conscious life, corrupted truth with her own formulas. Interceptor of the listening of the soul, afflicting knowledge with the hue of doubt, it captured the oracles of the occult gods, effaced the signposts of life's pilgrimage, cancelled the firm rock edicts graved by time, and on the foundations of the cosmic law erected its bronze pylons of misrule. Even light and love, by that cloaked danger's spell, turned from the brilliant nature of the gods to fallen angels and misleading sons, became themselves a danger and a charm, perverse sweetness, heaven-born malefice. Its power could deform divinest things. A wind of sorrow breathed upon the world. All thought with falsehood was besieged, all act stamped with defect or with frustration's sign, all high attempt with failure or vain success. But none could know the reason of his fall. The grey mask whispered, and though no sound was heard, yet in the ignorant heart a seed was sown that bore black fruit of suffering, death, and bale. Out of the chill steps of a bleak unseen, invisible, wearing the night's grey mask, arrived the shadowy, dreadful messengers, invaders from a dangerous world of power, ambassadors of evil's absolute. In silence, the inaudible voices spoke. Hands that none saw planted the fatal grain. No form was seen, yet a dire work was done. An iron decree in crooked uncials written imposed a law of sin and adverse fate. Life looked at him with changed and somber eyes. Her beauty he saw, and the yearning heart in things that with a little happiness is content, answering to a small ray of truth or love. He saw her gold sunlight and her far blue sky, her green of leaves and hue and scent of flowers, and the charm of children, and the love of friends, and the beauty of women, and kindly hearts of men. But saw too the dreadful powers that drive her moods, and the anguish she has strewn upon her ways, fate waiting on the unseen steps of men, and her evil and sorrow, and last gift of death. A breath of disillusion and decadence, corrupting, watched for life's maturity and made to rot the full grain of the soul. Progress became a purveyor of death. A world that clung to the law of a slain light, cherished the putrid corpses of dead truths, hailed twisted forms as things free, new and true. Beauty from ugliness and evil drank, feeling themselves guests at a banquet of the gods, and tasted corruption like a high-spiced food. A darkness settled on the heavy air. It hunted the bright smile from nature's lips and slew the native confidence in her heart and put fears crooked look into her eyes. The lust that warps the spirit's natural good, replaced by a manufactured virtue and vice, the frank, spontaneous impulse of the soul. Afflicting nature with the duals lie, their twin values whetted a forbidden zest, made evil a relief from spurious good. The ego battened on righteousness and sin, and each became an instrument of hell. In rejecting collected heaps by a monotonous road, the old simple delights were left to lie on the wasteland of life's descent to night. All glory of life was dimmed, tarnished with doubt. All beauty ended in an aging face. All power was dubbed a tyranny cursed by God, and truth a fiction needed by the mind. The chase of joy was now a tired hunt. All knowledge was left a questioning ignorance.